There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program, Jennifer Horn, Molly Page, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden, and the Dougster here on the 11th of June with a focus first on the Pope and the priests and the Pope and also social media.
Wednesday nights, right? At 9 p.m. on CBS, right?
The Popes and the Priests.
Right after Castle.
Right, exactly. Castle's on ABC. Come on, Kenny, get it right.
Pope's a lot of new shows this season.
The Pope is good.
Yeah. Pope, all right. Putin.
So, Putin and the Pope, actually. That was yesterday, wasn't it? Was Putin and the Pope yesterday?
Yeah, I don't think that's going to make it to series.
No, okay. All right, so the Pope is taking on the pedophile priests in what way?
He's approved a tribunal to report cases of abuse and hold those responsible accountable.
What does that mean?
I don't know. It sounds really good.
I mean, they
good,
get
though.
Excommunicated?
Fancy. Like on Survivor, a tribunal.
I don't know. They might get a ticket.
Well, you're a Catholic. Jennifer's a Catholic. So what does this mean to you?
My dogs are Catholic.
Good.
They're from a Latin country. Yeah.
All right, so is it, we like the Pope.
And
it,
yeah, I
it doesn't
like
have anything
Pope.
To do with religion. The Pope is just a good sort of source for leadership, you know, and inspiration.
I think it's great he's talking about it and that he's trying
to do any action.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
and if it does, good for him.
But you know what? He's talking about it more than the last Pope did. So.
Yeah, well, last Pope was a waste of time. The last Pope was a waste of everybody's time. So staying with the Vatican...
He's a saint now.
No, that's not the last pope. The last pope was Benedict. Benedict's still alive, remember?
Oh, that's right.
Stop biting your tongue.
No, okay. I can stop now?
Hey.
It hurt my jaw. The continuing crackdown... the continuing crackdown on suspected offshore tax evasion by those nasty wealthy Americans is getting some spiritual assistance. Also, the Vatican announcing that they would agree to share information about foreign financial accounts whose U.S. owners may have ignored IRS reporting requirements. Oh, my God, no. U.S. and Vatican representatives signed an agreement formalizing the Holy See compliance with a law aimed at requiring foreign financial institutions to give federal tax officials information about Americans holding undisclosed foreign accounts. Why would the Pope or why would the Vatican be involved in that information? Hello? What am I missing? I got to be missing something here.
Because unnamed sources are trying to hide money there.
In the Vatican?
Yeah.
But they've been hiding billions of dollars. They're not even hiding them. Go down to the basement in the Vatican.
Yeah, for thousands of years.
They have billions of dollars worth of artifacts and gold and silver and all kinds of stuff.
Go to the basement. That's where they hide the good stuff.
That is.
I saw the Da Vinci Code.
Yeah. No, I went to the Vatican. It's rich. There's a lot of gold.
Right.
A lot of bling.
Yeah. All right, well, anyway, so how do you...
They kicked me out of the Vatican.
Did they?
That, though, right?
No, they didn't excommunicate. You're all right.
No, because they said my dress was too short.
You got kicked out of the Vatican because your dress was too short?
That, come on, I told you that story. Yeah, it was like 5,000 degrees because I was in Italy during the summer, and it was super-duper hot. And so I had a sundress on, and I mean, it went to my knee, and I had on like a little like short-sleeve cover-up over it, you know? because you can't show your shoulders. Sure. So I thought I was fine.
You can't
show
your legs and your knees.
Well, okay, so I walk to the front, and this lady's like, not.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
She actually like took her hand and pushed me on my chest, like right out the door.
Really?
And so I looked at her, and she said, dress is too short. She was like, you know.
So why is that?
Monster.
Why do religionists feel that the body is offensive when Adam and Eve were naked?
I agree. And you know what? I was very respectfully dressed. So you know what I had to do?
Yeah.
Is I had to go into the bathroom.
Because,
you know, you travel all the way to the Vatican and you're a Catholic. You got to get in there no matter what. So I go and I shimmy out of the spaghetti straps of my dress, tie them off somehow, like kind of around the girls, and then buttoned that little cover up over my dress. So, like, literally, if the cover up had come off, you would have seen the girls and you wouldn't have been worried
so
about my knees.
Everything went down so you could cover up your knees.
So then I thought, I'm not walking past this woman again. So I walked in past the man and he's like, welcome to the Vatican, ma'am.
There you go. Welcome to the Catholic Church.
Her, she was mean.
Maybe she could have got a job with the TSA after that.
I know.
That.
Mm. Gosh.
All right. So the California drought situation, water wasters beware. There is drought shaming going on, and I wonder what evidence you have seen of that. Both of our full-time Californians, Jennifer and Kenny, and I'm wondering, I talked to my son about it yesterday because I got the water bill from the house in Santa Monica, and it's up like 30%, and there's only one person there. And
this is okay.
This is becoming
so annoyed by this because can I vent just like
quickly? Right.
So the state of California knows that California is mostly desert, right?
Right.
They don't do anything about it. They know that the drought's going to be coming, and they know that the drought has been here before, but we still continue to just live in this weird, like, rose-colored glasses, everything's going to be fine, until it's not. And then they use it as a way to just charge you more money for water. I mean, that's all they're doing is raising your rates and trying to, like, get in the shower with you by telling you, four minutes. And you have, like, Governor Brown coming out going, well, I didn't shower today. Like, that's like some big badge of courage,
I
mean, I
didn't flush my toilet today.
Yeah, thank you for sharing. But there's shaming. They've introduced apps where you can actually take your smartphone, take pictures of your neighbors or offenders near you, and it's tagged with a GPS location so that the water agencies can come and hand out tickets or whatever. It also goes up on social media, and there's hashtags about water shaming now so that you become sort of a laughingstock if you're not saving water.
Meanwhile, they have the ocean just right over there that they're not using and desalinating.
I'm 400 feet from the ocean. And I'm getting it in the neck. My water bill, and this is a little house on a little postage stamp lot, and the water bill has been traditionally $60 a month, maybe $70 water and sewer. Yeah. Wow. What's yours?
$600
a month.
Well, it's for
now. It is
$300.
Yeah,
no,
Kenny,
it's always been.
Kenny, what's your water bill? You're going to tell me you don't know because Lisa takes care of it.
It's usually around $200.
$200. All right.
Wow.
Yeah, we have no lawn. It's dirt and rocks and boulders.
Yeah.
So we have nothing to water.
I'll give you this. He's been calling them, Ken. You will lose your mind. And you too, Dougie. $3,000.
What?
And he's been calling them saying, there's something wrong with my meter. Something wrong with my meter.
Yeah.
And they won't come out and fix it. And he's like, I'm not paying this until you guys come out here and look.
That's it. Don't pay it.
Well, and then they'll turn his water off.
Yeah.
I know.
That's how they play.
I can show him how he can turn it back on again because I figured out how to do it.
Of course you did.
Yeah. Not supposed to say that.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, I read an article just recently about the desalinization thing because, you know, everybody says it. Why don't we do it? There's plants that are here and built that are just sitting there empty. And,
they built the plant to desalinate.
Yeah, they did. I've been
saying, why don't they use them?
Yeah.
EPA. Because here's why. They have to use nuclear power to desalinize water, and people are freaked by the word nuclear.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to use it.
This country is so stupid.
Nuclear, maybe.
Ah, the stupidity that reigns.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's like the EPA today coming out with they're going to spend millions of dollars to study what any fool could tell you. The old jet engines are spewing out more into the atmosphere than the newer jet engines. You can tell by looking at the entrails of the older planes, because you can see the exhaust, and it's dark when it comes out of the plane as it's taking off. Newer engines don't do that. Yeah. It's like the older diesel trucks. They spew out more than the newer ones because
like
they
have grandmother,
filters.
She spews out a little more.
Right.
Than
so
she
let me get this
to.
Straight on the nuclear thing. The Carnival cruise lines that leave out of San Diego and L.A. all the time can desalinate water at a massive rate.
Yep.
All of those naval vessels down in San Diego.
Every ship.
Everyone says Iowa. I was just there for Memorial Day. In the 50s was desalinating water. Yeah.
Right. Yet the plants that they've built and are sitting there unoperational off the coast of
this
California.
This is how
alone.
Stupid we are.
Rich, you're talking about a group of people who fought to have 300 billion or no, 3 billion, don't want to get too crazy, 3 billion gallons of water thrown into the ocean, wasted, fresh water, to save 7 fish.
Yeah.
I mean,
you got to be out of your mind.
No sense.
Yeah.
You might as well just put the humans in the cage because we don't, I don't know.
It's how is it that I live in the two craziest states in the country?
I don't know how you
and
know
how sane I am. How is it that that works?
Well, I wouldn't go there.
Come on now.
Wait a minute.
Don't get
look,
crazy
I'm living here too, and so is Kenny. So, what does that say about us? But you know, you've got two under your belt.
It's so beautiful out there. Yeah,
right. No, not
so
really.
Nice. I love the energy.
Whatever. Enjoy. You tell your dad to enjoy his $3,000 water bill. I'll stay here in Washington D.C.
All right,
$100.
I don't have any water bill because I got well water and a sewer. I mean, a septic system cost me nothing to do all that. I just took
you still live in Massachusetts.
18 after. Yeah, on a good day.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect. It'd be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely get
summer
beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
Must be a pretty bustin' ass. Give us one, please.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist, and they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit healthmart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
If you want clearer skin, a boost in your brain and productivity, or help fighting off sickness, then grab a glass of water or two or three. From aiding digestion to fighting fatigue, water plays a huge role in your health. Experts suggest between 8 to 12 cups of water a day. Here are some hints to stay hydrated. Drink one cup the minute you wake up in the morning, and drink a cup at least 30 minutes before each meal. Try and keep a water bottle handy all through the day. This health tip is brought to you by your local Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com.
Lumber Liquidators has one of the best selections of top quality hardwood floors, and now we've got them for less with deals on over 400 gorgeous styles, including some of our most popular floors, like pre-finished gunstock oak. It's one of our best-selling hardwoods, and now it's just 99 cents. Or get stylish white plank hardwood. This week, 3/4-inch solid hardwood is an incredible 32% less than other stores. Get pre-finished hardwood from 49 cents, plus pay no interest until September 2016. For the flooring styles you want at a price you deserve, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price $89.95, but now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
Wonder, you're all going to be aghast to figure out who this guy is because it doesn't make any sense to most of us. But it is the truth.
Hello, it's me.
One number one song to this guy's credit. That's it.
I've thought about us for a long, long time.
So who is it? 888-302-DOUG. Bang it up, Richie. Hello, it's me is the name of the song. Yeah.
There's something here that doesn't last too long.
Very talented guy. That is the oxymoronic here. Multi-talented. Yeah.
Seeing you.
Playing the piano.
Or seeing anything as much as I do you. I take for granted.
Great story. In this song. Songwriter, record producer, very talented guy. Top pop single hit during this week in 1973. And all the lines are taken up here. Think of me. The lyrics here are so provocative, I think. This guy came from Upper Darby, Pennsylvania. Early influences, Pink Floyd, Beatles, The Who, Yardbirds, Cream, Beach Boys, Gilbert and Sullivan. Huh? Wait a minute, what doesn't fit? This is like a test. Wait a minute. His early songwriting influence was Laura Nyro. Some people say Nyro. There's another great talent. My God, what a great talent she was. He began his musical career playing with the Philadelphia group called Woody's Truck Stop. Woody's Truck Stop evolved into the garage band Naz. How many people remember Naz?
I don't remember.
Oh, they were very, very interesting. Yeah, very interesting. Hello, It's Me was his first serious attempt at songwriting, and it was his first song. It was recorded with Nas first time around. He was so unhappy with the production technique on the recordings, it cost him. He left the group in 1969. Went to New York, learned audio engineering and production. In the early 70s, he became one of the most sought-after engineer producers in the business in New York. He re-recorded a more up-tempo version of Hello, It's Me as a solo, and that's what you're listening to right now. Hello, It's Me has become a staple of the classic rock era. Never able to produce another number one singles hit, but he has so many other songs that you would recognize. That's such great stuff. Play the other one, Richie. This one. Ah! I have to take a page of Richie's song. Oh, my God, what a great song this is. All right, anyway, who is this?
My favorite of this.
Yeah, this is just silly.
Bang that drum all day.
All right, so you're going to qualify for our drawing for the Sundara Spa package. We'll have the drawing July 3rd. If you can identify him, let's see where we have people of interest and importance. I'm going to go to the top, Richie. Ross is in Duluth, Minnesota. Hi, Ross. Welcome to Good Day.
Well, good morning to you. That's Todd Rundgren.
It is Todd Rundgren. Don't you think he's great?
Oh, Todd Rundgren was awesome. He produced Badfinger over at the Apple Studios when Badfinger released their Straight Up album.
Oh, really? Wow. I didn't know that.
Where did you used to work in radio?
Yeah.
Well, actually, I did. Yes, I used to
I
work
knew
in
you
radio.
Did.
He's a former radio guys, radio raps as we call them.
I love it.
All right, so Ross, hold on a second. We'll get your name and info to qualify for the drawing to the Sundara Spa in Madison, Wisconsin. Todd Rundgren. Say it again, Doug. Todd Rundgren, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. What is pet physical rehabilitation therapy? Veterinary physical rehabilitation therapy, similar to what is known in the human field as physical therapy or physiotherapy, involves the use of non-specific invasive treatments, massage, exercise, light, heat, cold, electricity, ultrasound, laser, magnetic therapy, hydrotherapy, to rehabilitate injured patients. The goal of physical rehabilitation is to return the patient to a normal function as quickly as possible and restore the full range of movement and strength to the injured body parts. The underlying principle of physical rehabilitation is that the least effective treatment for the injury is excessive rest and the stimulation of circulation through areas recovering from the injury promote an optimal rate and degree of healing. The bottom line is this. For years, when people were injured, they would go see a physical therapist. But when their pet was injured, maybe to get a shot or antibiotics, but no one was doing pet physical therapy. Well, now it's being done by veterinarians and physical therapists that are specially trained. So if your dog is recuperating from an injury, speak to your doctor about some physical therapy. It can make all the difference in a quick recovery. I'll more next time.
This is Doug Steffen. Get the jump on, please, before they get the jump on you. Cedarside.com's products are made with 100% natural cedar oil and are safe for children, pets, and adults. Cedarside's original organic bug spray repels and kills mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, flies, ear mites, mange, and more. Order some today. Go to Cedarside.com and use coupon code Doug to get free shipping. Or call 800-842-1464. Mention Doug Steffen, Cedarside, for people, pets, and premises.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GC.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
We take a walk, the sun is shining down.
What's happening today is the focus of our conversation on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler, Jennifer Horn, Molly Page here with the underscore of how it is that you come around to making money being silly. But then we have our serious side. That's why Molly is here, to keep us on the straight and narrow with the latest from the lawyer and the Texas police. We have this new radio and television show, Jennifer, called The Lawyer and the Cop.
Remember, this fall on NBC.
Law and Order. Right, exactly. All right, so this lady says that the policeman was under stress, and I may surprise you with the attitude I have toward this, but give us the background of the story first, Ma, will you?
Okay, so yesterday the lawyer for the Texas police officer who resigned after responding to the altercations at the McKinney, Texas pool party says he had answered back-to-back suicide calls and was fraught with emotion when he responded to that call. The lawyer spoke just hours after activists had called for prosecutors to charge the officer. So attorney Jane Bishkin says David Eric Casebolt apologized for his treatment of the girl, the 14-year-old girl that he threw to the ground who was in the bikini, and to others who were offended by his actions.
Would he not have thrown her to the ground if she had not been wearing a bikini? One would wonder.
I don't know. I guess we'd have to ask him about that.
Mm-hmm.
It was such a strange incident that he chose that girl to get rough with.
Yeah. And here's the thing. Regardless of all of the ancillary things that are part of the story, if, in fact, this man had gone to two suicide calls before being assigned to this, as bad police management, I wouldn't have thought, and I'm giving this guy, if this story from the lawyer is true, I'm giving this guy not a pass, because what he did was was inexcusable, but he ought not to have been there in the first place. McKinney is a pretty upscale community, much like the one that I live in, and there are police, enough police, at least if the department's well managed, to have not sent this guy over there if he came from a circumstance where somebody just an hour or so before had killed himself, shot himself in the head, and this guy then, okay, I'm getting in my car, I'm going over to the next deal. Like, no matter what, even if, and this is about the training, you do have to have some sensitivity training, and you also, it seems to me, have to deal with the human emotion, no matter how tough you are. If you see somebody blow his brains out right in front of you, no matter what you do for a living, that's got to take you back a little bit. And that's apparently what this guy had just seen.
Yeah.
So why the hell is he
shoot himself in front of the cop? Well, he had shot himself in front of his wife and child
before he got there.
Yeah.
Oh. But he was sent over to try to prevent it, or just to deal with it because the guy was already dead?
He was sent over to the apartment complex where a man had fatally shot himself in front of his wife and child. Mm. They didn't get
think
into
about
more
what
than.
That does to you, just hearing it.
Yeah,
seeing it.
You know, having to walk in and
there's got to be something in this in the training manual. We need to redo everything about police work in this country.
Again, this is all according to his lawyer, though.
Well,
this has not been confirmed by the police department.
I'm guessing, I'm going to bet that she's not putting it out there if there isn't some substance to it, because it wouldn't, you know, what are you going to gain by putting out something like that?
And according to her, after that, he was called to go to the home of a teenager who was threatening to kill herself by jumping off the roof of her parents' home.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Then he was called to the incident at the pool. His lawyer says he was reluctant to respond at first, but ultimately he did after hearing a violent assault had occurred, which is why he was kind of storming.
But is he the only cop in town? How big is McKinney?
Apparently so. He's like Batman.
He was probably the closest one.
Yeah. There still is. There's a lot of iffy
stuff. Something about
there.
This one, I feel sorry for the cop in this case.
I'm not sure I feel sorry, but I think that it's just another example of bad.
He was cop of the year like a year or two ago, and now he's resigning. Yeah. I mean, and he's smart to resign. I would resign too, because you don't want to deal with all that scrutiny and all that. You know.
All right, part of this story is a comment that came from yours truly early on. When I found out that a lawyer was a lady, I said, that's good, because women lawyers are better than men lawyers.
How can you make that statement?
Because all women lawyers are better than all men lawyers?
No, I didn't say all. You didn't hear all in front of women. I made a statement based on my experience with women in general in terms of business, being thoughtful, provocative, follow-through, detail. Women lawyers that I know are, in general, better than most of the men lawyers that I know.
Somebody get Steve Wiseman on the phone, please.
Even though I know more men lawyers than women lawyers, I have been represented on a couple of occasions by women who were better prepared than were the men in the same circumstance. Which brought us around to a discussion of what women get paid, because that's something Molly and I both, and Jennifer, and pretty much everybody else that's got their antenna up, are weighing in on and registering, I don't know if complaint is the right word, but certainly our feelings about the inappropriateness of the inequality that women feel in the workplace. So then we launch off into a discussion of what it costs for women to get things done. And I mentioned that yesterday I got a haircut for $15 and it took me 15 minutes.
Jennifer, can you get one haircut for $15, as in like one of the hairs on your head?
One of my hairs cut, yes.
Okay.
If I want to get the whole thing, keep going.
I get
what do you guys average? What's the average?
What's it cost?
Between $80 and $200.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you my plight. Who's listening right now in my family? It's early, right?
Yeah.
So here's my plight. I've been going to a woman since I was 12 years old. She's awesome. She's like one of my dear friends. And because of that, I would always just give her $100 out the door. She would do highlights, cut, and that included her tip, $100, right?
All right, so you're getting highlights too, though.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Yes, okay. But not usually for a haircut. You don't get highlights.
I've never actually gotten my hair cut without highlights, I don't think.
Okay.
But now that my cousin is cutting hair and she's working at the swanky salon, when it was far away in Santa Monica, I could say, well, it's too far to get to. But now she's moved to the valley and she's like, you have to come and see me now. You have to come and see me. It cost me like $200 to get out the door. And it's
$200.
Killing
me.
All right, Molly, what does it cost you to get a haircut?
Well, like I said, I mean, I've been to a lot of different places, and it's anywhere between 80, if I'm lucky for a haircut, to 200, if I go to some place that's really upscale. I don't think I've ever gone anywhere for less than $80. I mean, maybe Supercuts, you can get it for like $30 or $40. Right. I've never been to one of those places.
I get shut out of this conversation because yesterday my pal got her hair done as well, got her hair cut and whatever else gets done to it. Whenever I ask questions about, like, how long does it take and how much does it cost
too
and
long.
What's
too
the
much.
Color and all this, I'm not supposed to ask those questions. And it's usually a little more emphatic than that.
Well, I know my wife doesn't pay $200. I guarantee you that.
Yeah.
Really? It hurts my soul.
Where did she go?
It hurts my soul. It's awful.
All right.
Now, different places.
The next page on this is how much it costs me to get a shirt done at the laundry and Richie versus how much it costs Jennifer and
$1.75
Molly
$0.99 for sure
to get this stuff done.
Always costs more for women to get it done. As a matter of fact, there's a dry cleaner here in the DC area that advertises we charge the same for men and women. That's how rare it is.
Really?
I thought
yes.
there was a law. Isn't there a new law?
Why would it cost more for a woman's shirt to get done than a man's shirt?
There is no reason, but women have always been charged more for dry cleaning than men.
See, this is so how out of touch I am. I buy only clothing that does not need to be dry cleaned.
Yeah,
I hate dry cleaning. Oh,
I do too. Mostly, I try to do that. But some silks and things like that, you
have to
dry
clean. Every once in a while. See, silk I hate because when you like pour water on it, or like if you sweat, you can see everything. It's disgusting.
I think you're not supposed to pour water on it, though.
Right,
well,
so
I do, though.
Here we are talking about all of these things that are so appropriate to the conversation in general. The difference between men and women. Women don't get paid as much, but it costs them more to get stuff done. What's going on here?
It's refreshing.
Obama touched on it last year.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. He says, I don't know why it costs more for Michelle's blouse than my shirt.
Yeah.
You get dry cleaned. There is no reason for
no.
it.
No.
Although all their stuff gets done for free.
So wait a minute. So if women are the ones who are generally taking the stuff to the cleaners and getting it done, why is there not a wholesale protest? And why are the, when you go to pick up your laundry, and it happens to be, and I don't say this because it's a sexist comment, but when I'm by myself, I bring all the laundry to the cleaner, but it might be once a year. Whereas when there's another collection process going on, it might be every couple of weeks. And so, you know, it's like who, if I'm not, I don't want to be, I don't know if inconvenience is the right word, but it's just, it doesn't, I have enough shirts so that it doesn't make any difference. I'll just, you know, when I need to get them all cleaned at once, I get them all cleaned at once.
Here's a Washington Post article that says women routinely pay $4.95 per garment, per shirt, as opposed to men $2.86. And they say that dry cleaners often complain that their machines are built to launder men's garments.
Oh, there you go. Right there.
Making women's clothing more labor intensive, and in some cases, they will only dry clean rather than launder women's shirts because they're lighter and more sensitive and can't go through the abuse.
But it costs us more to dry clean.
All right, so this is something to get your. This is
and
really
how can they
important.
Be built for men's shirts? What is that?
Yeah,
what does that mean?
What does that mean?
You know, baloney. Let's just give up clothes. Let's just go naked.
Hey, and a party.
That's her answer for everything.
16 and a half before the hour. Jennifer checks television news in a moment. Right now, though, speaking of your hair, I have a new process, Richie, by which I'm going to do commercials.
Oh, okay.
I'm just going to say, if you'd like to have more hair on your head, call 800-525-8319. That's it.
That's to the point.
I'm not going to tell you anything more. Phone number is 800-525-8319. We tried it earlier. It was fabulous. Right? Molly, didn't you think it was McKinney?
I thought saying if you want to have more hair on your head is better than if you want to have more hair on your back or your butt.
Right.
I think you were specific.
Hair. About
it was
my
a
hair.
Clean
your hair.
Commercial.
Yep.
What if I want more hair on my chest? Will it work there too?
Probably. But you don't
what
really.
What's the name of this fabulous product?
It's called Provia.
Oh, okay.
800-525-8319. Call now if you want more hair. You either get your hair back or your money back. That's it. That's the message in a nutshell. 800-525-8319 from some pretty nutty people on the radio.
What if I spill some on the dog?
Some of the, your dinner or some Provia?
Provia.
On the dog? Dog doesn't have a problem. He's going to hurt the dog one way or another.
He'll have hair of the dog.
Right.
Be losing
very good.
Hair. Right.
Snappy, Mom.
800 525-8319. Call now. Mention my name and say you want to hear.
Good seat.
Right. 800-525. A little freshy. 800-525-8319.
I'm Al Peterson reporting for KillerApps.tv. With Father's Day quickly approaching, we found out who tech expert Brett Larson partnered with for Tech Gifts for Dad. Brett, what's your pick for the father that has everything?
What dad wouldn't like this? You can make dad's backyard barbecue better with the latest from Sunbright TV. It's a 46-inch outdoor television, and outdoor means just that. It can be outside in freezing, negative 24 degrees, or up to a sweltering 122 degrees Fahrenheit. You can have it outside year-round to enjoy barbecues, pool parties, sports games, or even movie night outside without having to worry about packing away when it starts to rain or when winter comes. You can check them out online at www.sunbrighttv.com.
Great. What about something for the dad on the go?
This Father's Day, why not get dad something that's just like him, smart, savvy, and dependable? Net10 Wireless is now offering new customers who bring their own phone 5 gigabytes of data at 4G LTE speeds and unlimited talk and text for only $50 a month. More phones work with Net10 than anyone else, and it's easy to get started. Just log on to www.net10byop.com to check phone compatibility. Then purchase a Net10 BYOP activation kit to use with your phone and follow a few simple instructions. Dad will get to keep his own phone and number, and Net10 offers high-speed data on the nation's best networks with no contracts or credit checks. There are no surprises. Now that's a gift your dad can really appreciate. Again, visit net10wireless.com or net10byop.com for more information.
Thanks, Brett. For more information, visit killerapps.tv.
Lumber Liquidators has one of the best selections of top quality hardwood floors, and now we've got them for less with deals on over 400 gorgeous styles, including some of our most popular floors like pre-finished gunstock oak. It's a best-selling hardwood, and now it's just 99 cents. Or get the look of acacia with our thickest and best European laminate. It's a customer favorite, and it's also 99 cents. Get pre-finished hardwood from 49 cents, plus pay no interest until September 2016. For the flooring styles you want at a price you deserve, visit lumberliquidators.com to find a store near you.
It's Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, but refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. It's time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect.
It'd be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer.
It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
Must be a pretty awesome acid response.
There was 57 channels in the Lebanon. 57 channels in the Lebanon.
All right, I at least found out how much it costs to get the hair done in the locals here. But also, when it comes to clothing, women's clothing has to be done by hand. That's why it's more expensive, because the machines don't fit the women's clothing, which is not a good excuse. Make the clothing,
make
the machine. Right, exactly.
Yeah, what did we just start taking our clothing in so now they don't have the machines to fit us?
Breaking news.
Breaking news,
dry cleaners, we're here to stay. You're not getting, women are not just a passing phase. Like, unfortunately, we're here to stay.
All right, say hi to Christopher Calhoun and Susan Armstrong, listeners to the Good Day program. How do you do? Last night, the Country Music Video Awards, Jen. Who are the winners and champions here?
Carrie Underwood did quite well. She got Video of the Year for Something in the Water, which is that hit that actually was a Christian song she'd made as a crossover hit. Great song. You would like it, Dougie.
Yeah.
Male Video of the Year, Luke Bryan, Play It Again. He's just hot and could win any video of any year.
Tight pants.
Female Video of the Year. I'm sorry?
Tight pants.
Yes, exactly. Female Video of the Year, also Carrie Underwood for Something in the Water. Group Video of the Year was Lady Antebellum Bartender.
This is Something in the Water. This sounds more like a pop hit than it does a country song to me.
But it's like contemporary Christian. Duo Video of the Year for Florida Georgia Line. And then one of my faves, Miranda Lambert and Carrie Underwood for Something Bad. Collaborative Video of the Year. And Breakthrough Video of the Year went to Sam Hunt, Leave the Night On.
The Voice has a new list of coaches.
Yeah, well, they come back in the fall, and it seems that the revolving chair has been, especially where the ladies sit, Gwen Stefani is coming back for The Voice Season 9.
People really like her, don't they?
Yeah, she's very likable.
Yeah.
And she filled in for Christina last season, and she's coming back. So I think that's great because, mix it up a little bit, get the chemistry going. As long as you have the bookends. You have Adam Levine and Blake Shelton.
But Pharrell is there too, right?
He's back as well. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What else you got?
Well, I think we should probably talk about The View, even though I don't even know if anybody cares anymore. But The View was without a host. You know, Rosie had left. And so now, Raven Simone. Remember her, the little cute girl from The Cosby Show?
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
She's been a fixture on The View for months now. She's officially joining the table of hosts.
Program is irrelevant anymore. What a shame. It was a great show.
I think so, too.
It's irrelevant now.
Because it was a great show.
Yeah, it was a great show. All right, let's see. What do we have? 51 past the hour. Looks like an exciting day is happening once again here on Good Day.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Past the hour. Time now for Tommy the K, Tom Kreitler, whose last name is spelled K-R-R. How you spell his name?
It was so easy when I was a kid.
Just the line.
Over
when
the
you sign a check, just there's a line across there.
Yeah. You don't know how to read the letters.
How did you come up with your name? Did your parents just like throw some Yahtzee cubes out there? And, you know.
It's actually Austrian. I kind of think I grew up Italian because my mom's a solid Italian and she's been feeding me all these years.
Really?
I can never figure out where the U and the E and the A.
You know why? Because it used to be, I think there were replacements for the umlaut letter, the A with
the
double.
Yeah, right. Kreitler the Kraut.
Yeah.
Anyway, Tommy the K is here. He and Leslie Segretti host the weekend program, The Money Pit, great home improvement radio program heard on hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of stations all across the country. There are some of the listeners to this program and that program who have questions about what to do to fix up their home, take care of problems. We'll take care of that. I may throw a couple of things into the conversation. I know. It's kind of shocking, but
crazy.
And Tom is going to tell you the best idea for a doggy pool.
Really?
Ever.
It's awesome.
Ever.
Okay. And that all is coming up in just a matter of seconds here on Good Day.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and law number 3030.
All right. So, Tom, I have noticed that Tesla and their batteries are affecting home life as well, because they have a new battery for the home that can store power from solar panels at night, be used in case of a power outage, and a transition solar power at home can be completely off the grid. How much interest is there in this sort of thing?
Well, I think because Tesla's behind it, there's a lot of interest. I mean, nobody is discounting the technology that that company delivers.
Yeah.
You know, if you think about battery technology, Doug, you know, we've been watching this for 20 years now, and in the tool industry, you know, we used to have NiCad rechargeable batteries, which were real. That was sort of the first cordless, and the tools had limited applications because the batteries didn't last that long and they weren't that strong. And now everything is lithium ion powered and hugely powerful. I did a tour of the DeWalt factory last week.
Oh.
Amazing the technology that they're putting in these batteries. They now have them. Listen, they now have them Bluetooth enabled, so that if you're a contractor, you can like basically manage the power of all the batteries on the job at the same time from your app. It's crazy how developments
Bluetooth? I thought Bluetooth was a speaking mechanism.
No, it's the way to communicate. You know,
no,
so
it's Bluetooth. Really? It's like Wi-Fi. Device to device Wi-Fi.
Wow.
So I think what Tesla's doing is really interesting. You know, they're basically coming up with batteries that can sort of live inside your home and power the entire house and be always recharged by solar.
The home of the future.
Yeah, it really is.
Yep. All right. There's an idea. I want to explore this video that you found and posted, the doggy pool. This is very cute. Go ahead, tell the story.
Yeah, so we ran across an image on Facebook, and we thought, hey, this is kind of cool.
We did, or you did?
Well, it was my team, okay.
Okay, your team.
My executive producer, Cecil, deserves all the credit for this.
All right.
But, you know, we put it up there, and we thought, this is kind of cool. And basically what it was the idea was this. You take one of these standard sort of kiddie pools, and you dig it into the ground and surround it by a brick sort of edging, and it becomes a fire pit in the winter. You just pull the kiddie pool out, and then it's a kiddie pool slash doggy pool in the warmer months of the year. And we put this image up on our Facebook page. I got to tell you, Doug, it's going absolutely nuts. There have been over 16 million people that have seen this.
That's a great idea.
We've got over 200,000 shares of the image and like over 40,000 likes. It's just crazy. A simple idea like that, but a great idea.
So we've been smart enough to read to produce it ourselves, Kenny?
It's an idea worth passing around.
Ask me again in about 3 minutes.
All right. Here's Stephen, who owns a two-story house with a hot water problem. It runs out two faucets when the rest of them seem fine. How do you do that? What's the problem with that?
Well, if you're not getting hot water out of two faucets and the rest of them are fine, then that means the problem's with the faucets or the valves. I mean, it can't be the water heater, right? Because it would affect every faucet in the house. What often happens with some of these valves is if they're not fully open or if the faucet is defective, as the water starts to heat up a little bit, the metal expands and then sort of shuts it back down again. So what I would do is I would basically replace those faucets and take it from there.
Ah, replace the faucets. There's the man who knows what's cooking, Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit. Money Pit.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.